Blog Talk Radio.
And it's Thursday night, boys and girls. You know what that means. It is time for Eat Me on Mancini Media. And we've got, it's an interesting lineup that we've got tonight because Eli's under the weather. Peggy, the mermaid, is on vacation. I don't know where mermaids go when they go on vacation, but we've got, oh, and Captain Jet, well, let's all try to figure out where Captain Jet might be on a night like tonight. He's prowling the mortuaries, I'm sure. But we do have tonight both Cindy's from Youngtown, Arizona, myself, and a new person, a newbie. So I want you to, when you're just out there doing nothing, drinking beer, doing illegal narcotics, and basically just sitting around without pants, I want you to welcome and send comments into our newest person. This is Alan from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And I was just able to spend 4 days with Alan. And we're going to be talking about Iowa food tonight until, of course, we derail, which is always early on. Yeah.
Yep.
How are my Cindy's tonight?
Well, this Cindy's doing okay. How's the other Cindy?
And this Cindy's okay. Ready to get part
of
it.
Yeah, well, we just finished supper here at the Home for the Aged and Infirm, and where we are all serving life sentences. And dinner was not spectacular tonight. Not at all.
No, it was not. No, it wasn't. Some of us are fed up with the home of the feeble-minded over here in Youngtown, Arizona, but we won't talk about that.
No, people are not happy about the food that we're getting.
Right.
Nope.
And other things that we're not getting.
That's true. That's true. Now, tomorrow, I've got a doctor's appointment because I'm old, and I'm basically infirm too, and so I'm going to go out and I'm going to get a 30-pack of White Castle hamburgers.
Woo-hoo!
And bring them back to the fortress here so that we can at least have a little something different.
For those of you
east of the Mississippi, you know White Castles. Out here, there are only, west of the Mississippi, there are only two White Castles, one in Phoenix and one in Las Vegas. That's it. So people out here suffer.
Terrible.
It is. Just terrible. But speaking of terrible, 4 days. In Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and that's 4 days of my life that I'm never going to get back.
That's right.
That's the sad part. Alan,
no offense
tell our
to Alan.
Listeners, tell our listeners, Alan.
You loved it. You loved it. You loved every part of it.
Well, okay, We opened up with hot beef, a hot beef dinner, right?
Tell him what was on that hot beef, John. Explain to it.
You start off with two pieces of Texas toast, and then you put put mashed potatoes on top, and then some roast beef, and then you cover everything with gravy. Now, I don't know where everyone, both of our listeners are from, but putting mashed potatoes, together with Texas toast does not sound healthy to me.
Oh, no, you take a power nap right after the meal. Nice.
Well,
good luck.
You have to.
It's a mess. It was good. Don't get me wrong. It was good, but by the same token, I'm just a little bit closer to dying now that I've had one. And that brings us to Made Right, the loose meat sandwich. Alan, tell our audience just exactly how good those are.
Zombie land. It was like eating flesh for the first time. My meat wasn't cooked. The onions, I don't know if they were onions. I don't know. John wanted to eat there. I don't know why. I tried to tell him, like, this is not a place for us. He believed me.
Yep. It was not. It was not. Made Rights, they take ground beef, they fry it up, usually with some 7-Up or something until that dissipates, and then they scoop up all that ground beef and put it on a bun with two pickles. That's it. It's Sloppy Joe without the sloppy.
That's true. Yeah.
It's just the Joe.
What holds it together? Your fingers, I guess.
It's hard.
Nothing holds it together. Nothing. That's the whole point of it. You're just. That's why they give you three forks. They know.
Oh my God. That sounds.
He wanted to go there. I have such good places, but he said nope. I've been wanting this since I heard about Iowa.
He talked about it for 2 weeks before he went there.
He came with a Made Right shirt. He had a Made Right shirt. I was super happy to take him there.
Yeah. Never do that again. That's our word of wisdom for our listeners. Don't do Made Right. No. Maybe Made Right with cheese. It's just
Made Right with vodka. With vodka and some cranberry juice, maybe.
But we walk into this little tiny cafe. It's the only Made Right in town. And it's full. It's jammed full of people. And they're all relatively old. And they've probably been eating at Made Right since 1926. When it was founded, and they're just talkative, they're friendly. Everybody was your buddy.
That's neat.
People in Iowa are very, very friendly. But
I love that.
That cook wasn't friendly. That cook wasn't friendly. I had food poisoning right when we... I tried to act cool to you, John, but...
Now, she was working by herself there, and there was a crowd, but I'm telling you, it was... even the French fries weren't all that good. It was a one and done experience for me. And then we moved on. Then we moved on. So we've had the hot beef. We had the Made Right. And then Alan goes out and he says, I'm going to bring back a pizza. Okay. I mean... My thought process says, you know, it's kind of hard to screw up a pizza, but okay, let's try that next. He brought back a cheeseburger pizza. And I'm telling you right now, a cheeseburger pizza in Iowa is the bomb. That was the best thing that I ate there, bar none. That was a wonderful pit. Where'd we get that from, Alan?
We got that from Papa Murphy's. What?
Papa Murphy's.
So we have those out here. You can get that anywhere.
Yeah, it's nothing special. John's just—he was super happy after eating Maid Rite. You could have fed him like—you could have fed him anything. Anything.
Yeah.
He would have been like, "This is fantastic."
That's so good.
I mean, it's just—you know—the first—the first meal clogged all my arteries, both of them up, and then the second one was like tasteless. And then I'm at a Motel 6, and a Motel 6, and I believe I was the only Caucasian, perhaps, at the Motel 6, and that was kind of scary because it was next door to a halfway house, and location, location, location.
Yeah,
but
everything.
Very, very friendly people once again, but they're all from Chicago, and they moved to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, from Chicago, and I got to tell you, that had to have been a culture shock that was just unbelievable. Alan, tell the Cindys just exactly what we witnessed Wednesday night in beautiful downtown Cedar Rapids.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. It was like a ghost town. There weren't even cars parked on the street, much less driving down them.
Oh, my God.
Alan
when
and I...
Boring.
It's.
Has it always been like that?
It was a Thursday night. And nothing. There was one person on the sidewalk. There were no cars, no traffic, no nothing, and we were in the center of downtown Cedar Rapids. Population 150,000, and you could not find a person. If you were bleeding to death on the street with a sucking chest wound, and by the way, I know what to do for a sucking chest wound, but I digress. If you had a sucking chest wound, no one would come to your aid. There was no one there.
What does that tell you about Cedar Rapids?
I was there.
Alan, you were there. That's true.
I was there.
And you're there
now. I would have saved you.
So,
I'm here now by myself.
Okay.
We know there's at least one person there.
Are you at the house, Alan?
No, I'm eating a blueberry burger at this place called Black Sheep. Yeah, it's the weirdest stuff. Yeah, it sounds weird. It sounds so weird, but it's so good. It's so good. It's like the only 5-star restaurant we really have out here.
That is so weird.
Well,
yeah,
Alan talked about it for every day that I was there, about the blueberry burger.
Oh, but he didn't take you there.
Well,
we were on a budget.
We were definitely on a budget. Yes. We did not have a food allowance.
It was a loose meat sandwich on a blueberry beef budget.
No, that was on John.
Yeah.
He wanted to take me out somewhere special. That's what he felt like I deserved.
So thoughtful.
Well, we didn't have any other food, did we?
We did have food. You're missing one. You're missing the gyro, man, the gyro.
Oh, that's right, yes. Now, but wait, there's a catch. The catch is that they were Muslims cooking and serving the sandwiches. And, of course, being devout Muslims, there's no pork involved. Now, please understand that Iowa, I believe, has more pigs than people. It is very pork-centric. And so we're in there, and I'm looking at Alan like, okay, Euros have pork. I mean, it's a combination. It's like pork and beef and lamb and all that good stuff. And no pork. And it was a good sandwich, I will have to say. And it was huge. It was huge. But it was out of sync with the rest of the world, like most everything is in Iowa. You know, the funny thing was, Alan, I didn't have corn.
You didn't have corn, but
four
you had
days.
A cheeseburger and pizza.
Four
with
days.
Onions on it, ketchup
yeah.
and mustard.
Oh, God, it was so good.
I know. It sounds good now as I'm eating. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
That sounds
so
good.
Where are the blueberries in your burger?
I don't know. That's a good question. I've had, like, four drinks. So maybe it's not even good. Maybe it's horrible. But I'm like, yeah, blueberries. I don't
blueberries
know.
In my hamburger. Yeah. You have enough alcohol and
it makes no
everything
sense.
Tastes good. Yeah.
Everything tastes good. I ordered some fried pickles earlier.
Oh, I like fried pickles.
I didn't know. I didn't know how good it is.
Yeah, fried pickles are good with ranch dressing. You
yeah, I got this weird
ranch
honey
and,
mustard sauce. Weird.
Now,
I'm on a
Cindy,
food kick, John. What? So where do you go to eat a good burger out in Arizona? Where do you go?
Culver's.
What's the spot? Culver's?
Culver's. That's
yeah.
That'll give you a Wisconsin burger.
Yeah. And they have cheese curds.
We have Culver's here, John.
Yes,
yeah.
They
cheese
do.
Curds.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest
cheese
fan of Culver's, man. Last time I bit into a buttery sandwich, it dripped all over my face. I didn't like that, man. I still ate it, though, so it must have been good. It was hot.
People just they get them just so they can drip on their face.
Culver's is good. Out here we have Freddy's. Freddy's is a burger chain, and I like Freddy's because they make their burgers the same way that my father used to, which is you put the fat-ass piece of meat in a frying pan, and you take your spatula and you flatten it. You flatten it until it's the size of the frying pan, and
wow.
You fry it up. I mean, that's the way.
I've seen Freddy's, but I've never stopped at one. Is that where they have the custard?
Yes.
No, that's Culver's.
Yeah.
No, Culver's, but Freddy's. Yeah. We're very big into frozen custard out here.
Yeah.
In Arizona.
Frozen custard and raspados.
Who?
One
raspados.
Must always have a raspado.
Raspado.
A Mexican shaved ice.
That's
now,
is.
We have bratwurst here at the home tonight. Bratwurst and sauerkraut for our entree at the home for the mentally disabled, and it was a little bit lacking. I will admit, you can get much better hot dogs.
I like the fries at Freddy's, the thin fries. I think that's a good touch.
Yes.
That's a good touch.
Freddy's is pretty good. And then we have Smash Burger out here, and we have Wine Burger. Burgers made with wine instead of blueberries.
We have Habitat. We have Habitat Burgers too. Habitat.
What the hell is that?
It's just a burger place, and they have them like they're kind of like Smash Burger, but they just a different name. And they just sell burgers.
Are they
all
unique?
Kinds of stuff on them. Not really in a lot of ways. Yeah, really not. They're just kind of another, you know, hamburger joint that's copying Smashbox and Culver's, and you know.
No, they serve. Hamburgers.
I had something unique.
What'd you have, Alan?
I had a fried banana with some type of purple custard. I don't know if it was custard or what it was, but it was from an Asian market. It was a fried banana, though.
Interesting.
Oh, you
know?
Was
it any good?
Was it any good?
I think it was fantastic. They gave me this dipping sauce. I don't know what it was. No drinks. I was sober. It was so good. Like a 8 out of 10 at New World Market.
They have an Asian market out here.
What'd you say?
I said, did you have to have 8 drinks in order to down this?
No, afterwards, I was so depressed. I didn't get more. I had to have some drinks.
Okay.
So many drinks, John.
So many. That's what people in Cedar Rapids, Iowa do. They drink. They do karaoke. And they're only interested in 2 things, football and auto racing. That's it.
We bowl, too.
You know, and it's a little lonely corner of Iowa, but we're going to excite them. I went out there to work with an indoor football team that Alan turned me on to. I'm pretty sure. It was the other way around. But anyway. So Alan and I are working with an indoor pro football team in Cedar Rapids, sort of, kind of. And I'm going to be releasing to the media so that we get some attention. We're going to have the world's most expensive season ticket.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, $1.6 million. I only need to sell one. And... It comes with a monkey, because when you think about it, guys only like beer, shitty food, and monkeys. That's it. That's really all we like. That's the base primal instinct of a man.
But there was a commercial on one of the Super Bowls, and it had the combination of baby, monkey, puppy. Remember that? Baby, puppy, monkey. Baby, puppy, monkey. They had this little baby's body, and then they had the monkey with the head or something on it. It was just hilarious, that commercial.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that?
I don't.
Baby, puppy, monkey. Baby, puppy, monkey.
Oh, my God.
I think it was a Doritos commercial, or it was a commercial for the Super Bowl, but I can't remember what the product was they were selling, but it was hilarious. Hilarious. Maybe one of our listeners can remind us what commercial that was from.
Yeah.
What were you saying about them tickets, John? 1.6 million, huh?
1.6. We're going to take one of those shade chairs that you use in the backyard, you know, and we're going to suspend it over the field. We're going to suspend it over the field, and you're going to be able to just sort of chill, relax, and you've got the best seat in the house, and you've got the monkey. And the monkey's going to go down and get you all the concessions you want for free. So it's not just any kind of monkey. It's a helper monkey. And those are the neatest.
It's so like having your your monkey robot. It's like having a monkey robot. It'll do anything.
We're gonna have a little rope ladder coming down from the chaise chair, and it's suspended on a cable over the field, and the little monkey's going to climb down the ladder and go get your concessions, possibly right during the game.
Perfect.
And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, why not? Because our wide receivers, they can dodge a monkey, can't they? Ooh, what would happen if someone
see,
stepped
now,
on a monkey?
See, now if they paid us better, we wouldn't look like coming to Cedar Rapids with live, fresh entertainment, a football field. Filled with audience, Lambos in the field.
Yeah.
John, you're so funny.
I mean,
on
it,
air, too.
the possibilities are pretty much endless if you've got a monkey involved. Now, is anyone going to buy this $1.6 million season ticket? Hell no. Let's not fool ourselves, but if someone does, damn it, I will go get them a monkey.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And what would the commission on that be, Alan?
Who knows, John? It started at 10-20%.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's
that, over a million?
Yeah. And then for a brief moment, it was 25, wasn't it? 25%?
It was 25.
And then it went back down. And it was kind of like following the stock market. You weren't quite sure what your holdings were from day to day. It was kind of confusing. But I don't know, 1.6 mil. Say you got 20% commission, because that's normal, and you'd get a holy God in a bucket, $320,000 commission.
Wow.
Okay, Alan, you could quit your side jobs.
Oh yeah. What's my side job?
320 grand. Oh my Lord. Now, I got to meet Alan's family, which was not nearly as exciting as meeting Alan, but still, you know, good people.
Well, nice of him it was good of him to bring home their family on a first date, too.
Yeah, my first day in Iowa,
right.
I go, Alan, where are you? And he goes, I went and picked up some Pokemon cards. How many Pokemon cards did you get, Alan?
10,000.
Yeah.
Whoa.
10,000. A little later on in the my vacation, and I put that in parentheses, or quotation marks, a little later on he comes back and he's got 5 boxes full of basketball cards.
Wow.
Many of which are signed, I might add.
Ooh.
And have we done anything with the basketball cards yet, Alan?
We have not, man. They're sitting there. They're sitting there, but the right buyer is going to come.
He will. He will.
He will. They better,
yeah.
From short $500.
I don't think he's going to be from Cedar Rapids, though.
Oh, no.
Singing karaoke, you know. They have their priorities.
Yeah. He'll be from Chicago. Probably.
Yeah.
So I get there, and I pick up a brochure that's going to explain to me just how exciting Cedar Rapids, Iowa is in the entertainment field. And turns out, and I know both my listeners are not familiar with Grant Woods. Grant Woods did American Gothic. You know, the picture with the farmer with the pitchfork and his plain-looking wife? That's American Gothic by Grant Woods. Well, Grant had an exhibition there in Cedar Rapids devoted to denim overalls. That's how boring a city we're talking. Denim overalls at the art gallery. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, what the hell? But apparently, you can do an entire exhibit with nothing but denim overalls.
Well, you know, you got to do something there.
Oh. Yeah, I guess. I don't.
That's what they do there, John. You should have looked it up before you left. You knew
well,
it was going to
Quaker, Quaker Oats is there. Okay? So
oh.
That should tell you everything that you need to know. It is perhaps the oatmeal capital of Iowa.
It is country.
You know, now, they have a Bohemian area and a Czechoslovakian area. Alan, next week you need to do this from your house. Because traditionally you can do a podcast out of L.A. or New York or wherever. They can't see you, so 9 times out of 10 I don't wear pants while I'm doing the podcast. What the hell? Podcasts are not controlled by the FCC, which means you can swear. Oh, shit. You don't have to wear pants. Whoa. And, it's sort of a take it as it comes kind of broadcast.
John, you better check the rules at the Home of the Feeble-Minded before you say something like that. If they catch you even in your room naked, you could get a ticket for that because they probably have the police walking around.
I could get a ticket. I'll tell them where to put that ticket, too.
There you go. Yeah, they're getting a little
put
bit
it right here.
Around here. Yeah.
I mean, you know, they shut my idea down of lawn darts because nothing says fun, or YouTube for that matter, than having old people in wheelchairs throwing lawn darts. You just know something's going to go wrong there, and you're going to have yourself a YouTube moment.
That's right.
Well, you know, when you throw them at each other, yeah.
And I'm sure it could even, it'd probably go viral, you know, because it'd be so cute.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be a viral YouTube moment. One of the residents here suggested that if you had a motorized scooter, we could have gladiator fights and basically go at each other with mammoth spears and try to knock each other off their scooter. And I thought, okay. And all I was proposing was lawn darts, for God's sake.
Yeah, but
say that again, whatever you were saying.
I'm saying it would just be more fun to go at each other, you know, as gladiators. I mean, you know, you just couldn't use a regular, you had to have a regular, a regular thing. You can't
Sorry, guys.
What's going on, Alan?
Over there? Yeah, Alan, you're
so
good.
I left to finish my blueberry burger, and I went to hop in my car, and Brooke's still in the restaurant. That's my lady. And my car died. So now we're having a nice fella give me a jump while I'm doing this with you guys.
Wow.
Oh, yeah,
indeed.
Random,
you're
very
multi,
random.
Multitasking. Yeah.
I'm multitasking.
Big time.
I'm listening,
wow.
too. Wow. Are you excited for me, John?
I am. Some listener wrote in and said that it sounds like the two Cindys are in an airplane.
It does. That's because Alan's got the air. He's outside, and it's him.
Yeah,
it's
that could be
Cindy.
It.
It's Alan.
Wow.
Roll your windows up, Alan.
So I've been on there for 45 minutes. I'm sitting in the car inside.
Cindy, you're not in an airplane, are you?
Well,
I'm not in an airplane.
Red on red, black on black.
Yeah.
Did
you hear that, guys?
The airport.
Oh, you're
so
just watching
it
the plane
turn over?
Yeah.
Did
you
car start?
No, it didn't.
It did not.
John,
no,
if I get shocked, you're going to cover my funeral expenses? John,
well,
I haven't done this before. I think that's black. We'll find out.
One color.
Yeah, that looks black.
Okay, what you do in a situation?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have the kids with you,
oh,
Alan?
Man, thank you so much. Literally.
Always have the children attached to the jumper cable.
I didn't think that. You guys saved the night. I swear I didn't want to call the phone first yet.
Hey, John, like, you should mute him.
I'll let him. Feels like I'm super rude or something. I'm not. I think.
Wow.
It's a whole different show. It's Alan and the jumper cable.
Got a bunch of stuff leaking in here.
Yeah, and he's got paint. I don't even want to know what possibly is leaking.
Yeah, I'm trying to, yeah. But like now it's making my lady post every day.
All right, guys. Sorry about that. I was getting.
Where are the kids?
The kids are at home with a babysitter. Very
no.
nice time. Decided to get some blueberry burgers. This is what happened. So I'm going to be on pause for a couple of minutes until I get this jump.
Date night and the car breaks down. Boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's Iowa for you. Yeah. That is Iowa for you.
Iowa.
But we'll survive with all the cornfields. All the restaurants are closed, but there's corn everywhere. There's wheat. We'll survive. We'll survive any way we know how to.
Well,
you
can
use
that
for gas.
Robin from Warren, Ohio, says that Alan sounds like he's related to Pee Wee Herman.
I'm ready to get rid of the test. That's a fun car.
It's a good thing he's not listening, huh?
Yeah.
And then here I drive around.
Yeah, he's just... He's on an entirely different podcast. That's what's going on here.
Sorry, people.
Hey, Rob.
So read some more of the messages.
Yeah.
I don't even want to sell it. Like, I feel bad giving this to somebody else. If I sold it, I couldn't even sell it. I put, like, like, hearts a turn, tires squeak. I'm not one of them shady people who could be like, yeah, good, clean, running car.
I don't know.
I'd be like, man, I don't know.
We
it
could
leaks.
Try.
we're Mancini when we need
like,
him.
Yeah. Nobody would buy it.
Mancini.
They're never going to bring it back. Okay.
No, he's talking about his car.
Well, we get off the rails very quickly.
This is live. It's like 50,000.
We do.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the podcast etiquette.
Is that it? Oh.
That's what it is, John. Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, we've paused him for the time being until he gets his car going.
There you go.
Robin from Warren, Ohio said it sounds like Alan's related to Pee Wee Herman. And so hopefully Alan will get the car going again. I rode in that car for 4 days, and I just want everyone to know the only working thing in that car was the glove compartment, as far as I could tell. It was harrowing, and it doesn't even have power steering. Do you know what it's like to turn a car anymore without power steering?
No, that's kidding. You got to have some big guns.
Yes, yes. Well, Alan used to be an MMA fighter. He fought about 76 fights. Kenneth from Peoria, sounds like Alan took the little yellow bus to school growing up. That could be. That could be. Wow. So,
introduction.
Yeah. But we'll come back to Alan here. Hopefully he didn't electrocute himself, but perhaps he did. I don't know. That's why you always bring the children with you.
Right.
I mean, I mean, am I gonna put a penny in a fuse box? No.
No. You get the kids to do it.
That's right. You give the penny to the child, and you go, if you survive this little Mr. Science experience, you can keep the penny. That's how you do it. God, you gotta be thinking ahead.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So my wife hands me this, what looked to be at one point in time a coin, and it turns out it was a coin, but I put it on the railroad tracks. And for those of you at home that are looking for, you know, just a little bit of adrenaline rush, have your child put a penny on a railroad track and see what happens. First of all, you've got to find the penny after the train runs over it.
Then you have to find the train.
Yeah, well, hopefully the train's coming down the track and it hits your penny, and I'm telling you right now, that is one shiny penny after a train runs over it. There's no marking whatsoever.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, tomorrow I get to go to White Castle, and I'm bringing back a whole bunch of White Castles for the residents at the asylum, and that's going to be wonderful. Half are going to be regular sliders, and the other half will be cheese sliders. And everyone, later in the evening, they're going to find out why they're called sliders. because they slide in and they slide out. Yes, sir. So.
Slide out.
They're recyclable?
Yes, sort of. Steve from Corvallis, you'll like this, ladies. Steve from Corvallis, Oregon, says poor Alan thought he was on Car Talk this evening. Wrong podcast all the way around. So we'll check in on him in about another minute just to see if he's still loose in the streets of Cedar Rapids. But
he could have went into one of the karaoke bars, and we made
he could have
a karaoke night. Yeah.
I mean, it just, God, we're going to be doing a lot of, if they turn me loose, we're going to have a lot of interesting promotions there. Okay. All right. Jill from San Marcos, California says, gotta love White Castles. Does anyone have a read on Alan in Iowa? Must have been lost in a cornfield, poor mouse. There you go. And we have 345 listeners, which is 344 more than we probably deserve.
Yeah.
Just saying. One of the, if you're ever in Cedar Rapids in March, April, or May of this next year, feel free to stop in at the football games, because we will have some interesting theme nights. Kids' night, you don't want to miss that. Come early. That's when we give away children. And if you don't come early, you might get a Spanish-speaking child. So I'm just saying, you know, come early and pick the kids that can speak your language. Also, what have we got here? Oh, wait a minute. Joey from Bucks County, Pennsylvania says, thanks to Kimberly and Alan, the model meets Pee-wee. Yokey dokey. No. We're gonna have Mark, can we Mark Mancini, our producer tonight on Mancini Media, can we back to Alan and see if he started his car yet? We'll see. But
is he reminding them of Pee Wee Herman? Is it because of his voice?
Apparently, yes. Apparently. Alan, are you there?
Hello, I am.
How's the car? How's the car?
It's still dead, but I'm so drunk. It's okay.
There you go.
We could survive out here. We got corn. We got wheat. We could survive out here.
About you, Alan.
You know, I just feel like if you've had five or more drinks, they shouldn't stay the same price. Like, I've been super generous. Like, I got money. Here's a $100 tip for you. I'm down to, like, 50. That's not enough for more. I just feel like after five drinks, it should go down to like $3. That's what I feel. Yeah.
Well,
I'm promoting good business.
We've gotten a lot of comments about you, Alan.
What'd they say? Tell me.
Well, Robin from Warren, Ohio says it sounds like Alan's related to Pee Wee Herman.
From where?
Kimberly? Who the hell is Kimberly? Anyway, let's see. Kenneth from Peoria, Arizona says, sounds like Alan took the little yellow bus to school growing up.
Oh, a big bus.
Yeah. Oh, Lance from Pensacola, Florida says, Kimberly needs to help Alan taking his pants off. Steve from Corvallis, Oregon says, poor Alan, thought he was on Car Talk this evening. Jill from San Marcos, California says, does anyone have a read on Alan in Iowa? Must have been lost in a cornfield. And, wow. Yeah.
I like the Pee-wee Herman one. That's the most creative one. I'm related to Pee-wee Herman because I am. That's my cousin.
From Bucks County, Pennsylvania, says, thanks to Kimberly and Alan, the model meets Pee-wee.
Oh.
So.
That's a cute.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Kimberly, huh? I like that
I,
name, Kimberly.
Yeah. Do we know anyone? I don't know. We're gonna have call someone who gives a damn night in Cedar Rapids, and all the fans. There we go, Kimberly Resnick Anderson. We want to have her on next week. She was the wonderful sex therapist. Alan, wait till you meet her. We had her on 2 weeks ago, and the show started off with masturbating while hanging, like in a closet or something, and that and necrophilia. And so we were rocking the house. She's an associate professor at UCLA. Alan's had enough drinks tonight. I don't think he could spell UCLA, but just a thought. We're going to give quarters away to every fan. Every fan gets a quarter. Call someone who gives a damn night. And, you know, it costs us very little. You know, kids' night, we give away the children, and ooh, we could have a grandparents' night and give away grandmas and grandpas.
That would go over well.
Would go well.
No, I think it would go well.
I do, too. I mean, you know.
There's only so many that are worth keeping. Yeah.
We're lonely. We're gonna salute the police department there in Cedar Rapids. Anyone with a active warrant gets into the game for free, and so you know it's sort of a give and take kind of thing with the cops then. But prison haircut night. There you go. Prison haircut night, you actually go and a former inmate will give you a haircut for free in the stands.
For free in the stands. Oh, there
you go.
Cool.
Yeah.
And we probably don't even have to give them a tip. Just get your haircut and go.
No.
Yeah.
Rush from Denton, Texas says, wow, the show next week. Kimberly Resnick Anderson, Alan Pee-wee, Leatherface, that would be Captain Jet, the Mermaid, that would be Peggy, two Cindys better than one, and the assisted living wheelchair races. That's
right
too funny. So thanks, Russ from Denton. What the hell is there to do in Denton, Texas, you got to think, you know? Denton, Texas.
Yeah. Denton,
Texas.
I bet they have a dented
picture show or something. I don't know.
They have a dented can store there, John. You got to go.
Oh, do they? Yeah. I'm going to be going to my dented can tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I am here.
Yeah.
And we've got 5 minutes left. Alan, say something
provocative.
Yeah.
It's date night. Say something.
Alan dropped. You know, after the fifth drink, you drop more than just phone calls.
Right. Yeah.
And so that's par for the course. Par for the course tonight.
And home
pretty
with a little
much.
On the date
night. What was the best thing that you ate this week, either Cindy?
The best thing?
Yeah.
Oh, look.
Nothing. Because I ate here.
Oh. Yeah, here was pretty bad. Well, I had really good stuffed bell peppers. I thought they were pretty good.
Oh, those were horrible.
See, this shows you how much we all have our own taste buds.
Oh, man.
Well, tonight
yeah.
It was really sad because they didn't have any tomatoes or any stuff to put on our salads. We just had to have plain lettuce. Lettuce alone. Lettuce alone.
And
yeah,
that's fine.
Already
alone. But then
what'd you say, Cindy?
I like lettuce, but then I like to have some chicken with it, but not when it takes an hour to get a piece of chicken.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, poor Cindy.
Well, they were pretty much
lettuce and dressing.
Right, and it's like they were out of everything tonight. Weird.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
Make
sense.
And you had to wait an hour just to get a hamburger.
Yeah.
So, but that's just to show you because the head chef was there tonight, and he's
you need to listen to what Gary from Utica, New York, had to say.
Okay.
He says Alan might be masturbating. Don't disturb him, or he passed out. One of the two. There
it's
you go.
It's a do not disturb situation.
It
do
could
not
be.
Disturb.
Let's hope he wasn't doing either of the two on the sidewalk. That's
why?
Yeah, or just go into the bathroom like all of our other listeners. Damn it!
That's right.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully. We're getting close to 400 listeners, and that would be nice.
That's awesome.
That would be something for us to think about in the future.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try our hardest, no pun intended, to get Kimberly Resnick Anderson for next week's show, and that would be great.
Yeah, Peggy won't be here, John. She's on vacation for 2 weeks, remember?
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah. We'll have to make do without her, but I hope she's having a good time.
We would have to.
Well, yeah.
Where the hell is she? I mean, who goes
she's to... She's not
going to
tell us that. That's privileged information.
Oh, I see.
We don't
she went
that,
into
yeah.
the WITSEG program. Yeah.
Just to get away from us.
Probably. We only have a couple of minutes left, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So I think now would probably be a good time to say thank you, et cetera. And let's see. Mark, do we have 400? Alan is a folk hero, says Chaz from Monterey, California. He ran for the hills, maybe nude. 395. So all we need is five more, but we don't have much time left. So until 30 seconds, ladies, until next Thursday, same time, same station, you tune us in. Have yourselves a good week. I'm John Guy.
Cindy Baker.
Cindy M.
Good night, everyone.
Oh, good night. Hopefully hear from you guys next week. Where's our music?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hopefully that's the end.
It is.
Is it? How do you hang this darn thing up? I can't find the button.